Not even the Pips can get Paddy O'Connell out of bed when he's taken the week off. So good morning from me, Chris Mason, and welcome to Broadcasting House on Sunday, the 2nd of November. The news headlines this morning: investigators say it could be many months before they know what caused a Virgin Galactic rocket to explode during a test flight in California. The opposition in Burkina Faso is calling for mass protests against the army takeover of the country. And a women's rights charity is to investigate claims that T-shirts it used in a high-profile campaign were made in a sweatshop in Mauritius. Before 10, remember moments like these?
I think we're going to get a power cut here in a few minutes. The lights are just dimming. Actually, one section of the city here is completely in darkness now.
One possible solution: living off-grid. We find out if it's a practical option. We remember World War I through the experiences of our reporters' ancestors.
The men have to be kept with a firm hand, as they seem to think that when they were out here, discipline would be lax. As a matter of course, it is very strict, and men are shot for very little, as it is necessary to keep them in hand.
And we suggest a solution for next week's Radio 4 schedule.
Cider Club, Hayley and the girls and chickens to finish clearing out.
Perched just outside the studio door, sipping hot-ish coffee and already deep into the Sunday newspapers, Sir Nicholas Kenyon, Professor Linda Colley and Richard D. North. Their review to come too. First, though, before we get any closer to 9:15, let's get the latest BBC news. Here's Neil Sleat.
Investigators say it may take up to a year to discover...